This Marketplace podcast is supported by Ascensus, helping people dream bigger, aim higher, and save more with financial confidence. Unleash the power of your retirement savings plan with innovative technology that makes things easy, top-notch service from experts who care, and flexible solutions that can grow with you. For more than 40 years, Ascensus has been helping savers achieve their goals. We can help you achieve yours, too. Learn more at Ascensus.com. That's ASCENSUS.com.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico. More than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
China's President Xi Jinping visits Europe for the first time in 5 years. Live from the UK, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Felicity Hannah in for Liana Byrne. Good morning. Yes, the Chinese Premier Xi Jinping is now in Paris for talks with the French President Emmanuel Macron. Later in the trip, he'll visit Hungary and Serbia. Europe, of course, is China's second largest trading partner after the United States, so there's plenty to talk about. The BBC's Hugh Schofield is in Paris. Hi, Hugh.
Good morning to you.
What's the purpose of a meeting like this, and how significant is it?
Well, I mean, it's always significant in these unstable times when the leader of one big bloc, one of the most powerful men in the world, Xi Jinping, comes to the leader of a leader in another big bloc, the EU. I don't think anyone has huge expectations that anything dramatic is going to be turned around here, but the issues are clear. They're the trade imbalance between the EU and China, the allegations of dumping in both directions, Macron's increasing assertiveness as a European leader against China, accusing China of protectionism and saying it's time that we in Europe grew up and started being protectionist ourselves in essence. And then Ukraine as well. Macron, I think without great hope, saying that he wants to get the Chinese on board, put pressure on Russia to, you know, tone down or stop their invasion and their war in Ukraine.
And of course, it's not just the French leader. It's also the European Commission President, Ursula von der Leyen.
Indeed.
Now, she's talked about China distorting European markets, especially when it comes to electric vehicles.
You know, essentially, the fear in Europe is that China, with a slowing down economy, has surplus capacity in things like electric vehicles, but also wind power technology and solar technology and so on, and is pushing them onto the European market at the cut down prices, which are destroying Europe's hopes of reindustrializing in this new world where everyone agrees that, at least everyone in Europe agrees that it's time that Europe had its own capacity in key parts of the economy. That's the accusation from Europe towards China. In the last year, Macron has become much more hardline, and it's now very much on the European line that Europe does have to stand tough. In retaliation, the Chinese have started an investigation into French exports of liquor and cognac and so on. So, it's, you know, these are not happy times. That's the harsh reality of the geopolitics of it now.
As you say, some tense conversations then to come. Well, I don't know if you get an invite to the state dinner, but thank you very much for joining us on Marketplace, Hugh.
It's been a pleasure.
In his first comments in Paris, Xi Jinping has said China regards Europe as a priority of its foreign policy. He said China and the EU should stay committed to partnership. Right, let's do the numbers. European shares are up on investor optimism over interest rate cuts from major central banks. The pan-European Stoxx 600 was up about 0.3%. And the Australian airline Qantas has agreed to pay a $66 million penalty over so-called ghost flights after the sale of thousands of tickets on flights that had already been cancelled. It's one of the biggest penalties ever paid by an airline. Now, has Sweden become a paradise for the super rich? For decades, the Nordic country has enjoyed a global reputation for championing social equality. But there's been a rapid boom in the number of Swedish multimillionaires and billionaires in recent years. The BBC's Maddie Savage reports from Stockholm.
Liedinger is a wealthy neighbourhood, home to wooden villas with turrets and new minimalist mansions. I'm getting a tour of Konrad Bergstrom's home.
Nice to meet you.
He's an entrepreneur who founded businesses including an electric boat brand and a designer headphone and speaker company.
And then we have a little stage. So I have a lot of musical friends, but I had very many great professional musicians here.
No celebrities you're willing to name?
There's been some here.
There's also a pool, a gym and a basement nightclub.
20 years ago, to build a fortune, you had to do it over generations. But now, you know, you can make a fortune in like 5 to 10 years.
Sweden has experienced a big growth in self-made millionaires like Konrad. And according to Forbes, the country now has more dollar billionaires in relation to its population size than almost anywhere else in the world. Around 4 per million people, compared to 2 per million in the United States. This is partly down to Sweden's strong startup scene, with businesses like Skype and Spotify paving the way for other successful tech, gaming and investment companies. But some argue it means Sweden's no longer prioritising social equality, an important concept in politics here for more than a century.
So my name is Andreas Scherwenka. I'm a journalist and author.
He recently won Sweden's top journalism prize for a book called Greedy Sweden. It highlights that although taxes on top salaries remain high, Sweden has scrapped wealth and inheritance taxes, and there are low tax rates on money made from investing.
You don't have to move out of Sweden if you're a billionaire today. Actually, some billionaires are moving here.
And he argues the boom in the super rich has inflated property prices, encouraged people to get into debt, and reshaped Swedish values.
We have become more of a mentality of winner takes it all, that, you know, if you just play your cards right, you can also become a billionaire. So why raise the taxes?
But others argue Sweden's new super rich are creating jobs and opportunities. Here's entrepreneur Konrad Bergstrom again.
We have a nanny and gardener and cleaners, and that also gives more job. So we shouldn't forget about how we're building the society.
Andreas's book has got Swedes talking. He says he's even had emails from billionaires questioning Sweden's concentration of wealth. In the city centre, Sweden's African Professionals Network is meeting to hear a speech from Lola Akinmadi, a Nigerian-Swedish author and entrepreneur.
Do you see a path to becoming the CEO of IKEA? Will they let you become the CEO of IKEA, right?
She points out Sweden's wealth is still largely owned by white men, despite the country's large immigrant population and decades of championing gender equality.
So, yes, it's where people can create new money, create new wealth, but it's still very closed. And the double standards are quite high in terms of who gets their ideas funded.
Although many Swedes are proud of their country's disproportionate success in tech and business, many are also now reflecting on who it's benefiting. I'm the BBC's Maddie Savage for Marketplace.
And finally, the actor Will Ferrell is the latest Hollywood megastar to invest in English soccer club Leeds United. The Elf star won't feel too out of place. Actor Russell Crowe is already a well-known fan and investor. Hollywood can bring the stardust. The drama will be on the pitch. In the UK, I'm Felicity Hannah with the Marketplace Morning Report from BBC World Service.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.